The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
The shepherds went in haste to Bethlehem and found Mary and Joseph and the infant lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known the message that had been told them about the child. All who heard it were amazed by what had been told them by the shepherds. And Mary kept all these things, reflecting on them in her heart. Then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, just as it had been told to them. When 8 days were completed for his circumcision, he was named Jesus, the name given by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. The Gospel of the Lord.
After hearing today's gospel, a youngster approached the priest after Mass. "Father, I have a question." "Yes." "Well," said the little girl, "you read in the gospel today that the shepherds went in haste to Bethlehem and found Mary and Joseph and the infant lying in the manger. How could that be?" "Well," said the priest, "the shepherds rushed to Bethlehem after they learned from the angels that night what had happened." The little girl persisted, "But you said they found Mary and Joseph and the infant lying in the manger. How did all three of them fit in there?" Appearances are deceiving. Things are not always as they appear. Even people are not always who we think they are. Over the past year, we have heard about high government officials who actually turned out to be criminals. And even our own church is tarnished by horrible misconduct. Years ago, on television, the Brady Bunch, they looked like the perfect family, yet most of them were not what they appeared to be on television. They're selling books now telling how messed up they really were. Even the nativity story looks better in pictures than it actually was. It's absolutely charming on Hallmark Christmas cards. You'd think they've been practicing the pose for days. But in reality, that shocking question the archangel put to Mary turned her life upside down. And no matter how beautiful it seemed, little did anyone know that chaos would soon break loose. Mary gave birth to her child in a stable, far from home. The Holy Family would be forced to flee to a foreign country to escape King Herod. And no one could have predicted the horrible death this precious child would encounter 33 years later. Appearances can deceive. What seems ideal may not be ideal at all. No one knows the future. Not only do we not know the future, at times we don't even really know the present. What appears to be may not be that way at all. And so we do one of two things. We wish away the present, or we dwell on the past. Think how many hours these past 12 months we have wished away. Oh, we wish this, we wish that. We wish we had this or that. We wish we had what they have. We don't know what we're talking about. Old Ben Franklin once said that if we had only half the things we wish for, we would have double the troubles. And while we're not busy wishing away our lives, we're dwelling on the past. Dwelling on the past, that's a waste. We end up mad at ourselves or somebody else over something that cannot be undone. St. Luke tells us that at the birth of her child, Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. Could she see the future? Mary was not preoccupied with what comes next. Mary, like any of us, knew only the present. We cannot predict the future, and we cannot even always perceive what the present reality means. Live in the present. We need to live in the moment God gives us. And we live in the present by letting go of the past and not worrying about the future. Either one, the past or the future, is a distraction, particularly the past. It's useless to drag around for another year our anger, our hurts, our mistakes. Imagine Mary's life if she had not let go of the past. We call her the Blessed Mother, or even Our Lady of Sorrows. But Mary had every reason to become the angry mother, the bitter mother, the resentful Madonna, the worried widow. The birth of Jesus in a stable was hard enough. The flight into Egypt was no family vacation. Her husband Joseph died, leaving her a single parent. After watching her son suffer a cruel death, Mary had to face his apostles. She had to face the deserters. She could have kicked herself for trusting Judas, the traitor. What anger, what bitterness Mary could have had. Nobody would have blamed her. But she let it all go. She didn't lie awake all night worrying about the next day. Her moment was the present moment. We need to live in the present. Looking from the outside in, many things look just right. But once we're behind the scenes, not so. We try to predict the future, and we think we can change the past, but we cannot. All we can do is live in the present. Mary did. Mary did it well because she left the future up to God. And she let go of the parts of the past that would do nothing but weigh her down. Time is precious. We have a dozen months ahead of us. Let Mary, the Mother of God, be our model. Let go of the past. Live each new moment for God. Then this new year can be a happy new year. I believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men, for our